brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important guest joining us today. He's the father of a serviceman who has refused to be redeployed to Iraq because he's stating on the record that he will not follow illegal orders. And so we'll be talking to the serviceman's father coming up in the second hour. In the meantime, I want to play an O'Reilly Factor clip to break down and analyze the low-grade, moron-level propaganda that O'Reilly uses. But that's why he's so effective. He's playing to that 40 to 50% of the American population who literally are mind-numbed robots. They literally just watch television, go to work, and believe whatever the media and the government say. Because, I mean, I don't watch a lot of television, but I do watch little news clips of key commentators and track the information. So I watch a few clips of O'Reilly every week, and he's getting more and more mindless, more and more simplistic. I mean, they could basically have a robot doll that would just sit there and say, you're an idiot, you're a kook, you're a minority, no one agrees with you, you're a kook, you're an idiot, you're a moron, you're a very small group, the American people hate you, you're a terrorist, you support terrorists. That's all he says. What's he get paid, like $10 million a year to just sit there and repeat that? It's unbelievable. Then we have another clip, Lou Dobbs on fire last night, saying they're bringing in one world government, that it's a new world order, and the destruction of the U.S. Because a new report was issued yesterday by the globalists saying we're not done with the North American Union. They want to go ahead and merge it now into the Pan-American Union. So for a year and a half, we've been inside the North American Union. Now they're already trying to merge it into the Pan-American Union. But they got to kill Hugo Chavez first, which they've been trying to do. So we'll see what happens there. But I tell you, it feels really good to have major newspapers and people like Lou Dobbs reporting the truth because it's shocking and amazing mind-numbed robots, the brainwashed type out there, who believe whatever's on TV, just not anything we talk about isn't true. Okay, but then as soon as it's on television, it must be true. And they're literally having problems computing right now because the White House admits we're in the North American Union. The documents are there and available. It is now getting out to the public, and it is making people out there take a double take because they're going, wait a minute. He told the truth about the amnesty program. He told the truth about the North American Union. He told the truth about so many other issues. And now he's telling the truth about this. You see, so many people won't check out my claims. And so for years, they'll just think I'm up here making this stuff up. Believe me, I wish every day that I was making this up. We're not. We don't have words to describe how serious it is. The neocons attacked Somalia yesterday. Anybody they attack is called Al-Qaeda. Also, a really scary report here out of the Austin American Statesman that I missed, and it was also picked up by UPI. This came out a few weeks ago, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, mishap in dismantling nuclear warhead. Warhead almost detonates in Texas. Again, none of us can track or follow all the news, but we'll, and you can bet your bottom dollar that when there is a mishap at a nuclear plant or at a nuclear weapons facility, it's going to be blamed on shadowy Al-Qaeda groups when it's an accident. That's a whole other level of tyranny. The Democrats are not really challenging Bush's expansion war plan. We'll break that down. It's a very important broadcast that we have lined up for you today. I really hope you'll stay with us. Don't forget, you can now subscribe daily to the free podcast of the entire show for free. Just click subscribe at InfoWars.com.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got a big broadcast lined up for you today now, 8 minutes into the second segment here. We have the father of the Hawaiian American who is refusing to be redeployed to Iraq because he believes it's an illegal war. I commend his stand. He's being court-martialed. His father will be joining us in the second hour. I'm also going to play a clip of O'Reilly grilling some poor lady who stands up to him and does an admirable job. And I wanted to walk through the different propaganda tactics that are used by O'Reilly. And we have, as I mentioned earlier, an incredible clip coming up at the bottom of the hour from Lou Dobbs on fire. This tops all the previous reports about the North American / Pan American Union calling George Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. out and just point blank saying it's a New World Order plan. And even playing clips of Bush Sr. saying New World Order. And there's no doubt that Lou Dobbs people watch and listen to the show. You know, I've talked to some of the biggest producers at CNN. And they tell me, oh, we know it's a new world order. Oh, we know what's happening, but we're not allowed to have you on, or we're not allowed to tell the truth. Oh, we wish we could. And I've had Fox producers tell me that, too. So understand, you got a lot of sociopaths who are egomaniacs who are the news anchors and the people that get on television who do what they do because they've sold their soul to the new world order. But a lot of people behind the scenes are literally just taking a paycheck as mercenaries and hate their jobs. People ask, why, how come Lou Dobbs is allowed to do what he's doing? Back in the late 1990s, he was not given control editorial control. And before he started going public about world government and doing an excellent show, I had already just picked up this factoid trivia. So I already knew this about Dobbs, that in the late to mid-1990s, it was about 97 or so, he got into a contract negotiation with CNN, and he wanted editorial control. Few have that. O'Reilly has that over his program. And they wouldn't give it to him. Dobbs left and went and ran some internet company. And then at the end of the dot-com bust, in 2001 or 2, he came back to CNN but did get a contract where he controls his own show year to year. And so that's why you see him being able to talk about real issues. Of course, he now has the highest ratings on CNN, higher than Larry King Live. Same thing, highest ratings on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann. Now, I tend to think Dobbs is a better person, just analyzing him, assessing him, than Olbermann. Olbermann's more of a Democratic operative who I admire, and I think has a lot of courage and has done a lot of good. But you notice he's kind of backed off now the Democrats are in power. He's not illustrating how they're going right along with the expansion and escalation of the war. And you notice Olbermann always acts like it's Bush running things and Bush is doing things. And to be fair, Dobbs does that to a certain extent in this piece that's coming up. You know, he talks about, oh no, this, you know, this is the elite's New World Order, but then he goes on to elaborate, this is George Bush Sr.'s New World Order that Junior's carrying out. Junior's carrying out Daddy's plan. George Herbert Walker Bush was, in his own words, a Rockefeller Republican. And that's the agenda that he's carrying out. And if you don't know what the Rockefeller agenda is, the stated agenda is to destroy the middle class, destroy our borders, destroy our sovereignty, disarm the American people, and have a one-child policy, just for starters. And again, the whole Rockefeller clan has written books. They fund hundreds of foundations and different front groups that push all of this. It's in triplicate. They're so arrogant, though. They know the average person doesn't spend their time reading Council on Foreign Relations policy papers or, you know, David Rockefeller's memoirs, 2003. But we do. And let me tell you, it is not pretty. Now, we've evidenced, and more evidence has come out since we started reporting this about 10 years ago, that Bill Clinton and the Bushes, Bill Clinton was recruited in the late 60s into CIA, just like it's now come out in major British newspapers, admitted that Tony Blair, from the time he left high school, I mean, he was a freshman in college, and he was already MI5, Internal Security. That's on record. Just type Tony Blair, MI5. Of course he was. I mean, they get these people out of high school, okay? And that's why George Bush Sr. met 11 times with Bill Clinton. That's why Bush Sr. didn't really campaign in the 1992 election. That's why Bush Sr., you know, now vacations with Clinton, and all they do is worship each other and talk about how he's a member of the family, because that guy is been handled by Bush Sr., and all the evidence, we know Bush Sr. was CIA, we know Clinton's CIA, but all the evidence shows he was handling him from the early 1970s on. And it's perfect for them. It's absolutely perfect. I mean, they can't just stay in office forever, have 8 years of Bush, because that's really who was president with Ronald Reagan. And mainstream historians and presidential, you know, even Kitty Kelly's written that. I mean, this is that after Reagan got shot, especially, I mean, he didn't run anything. And then you got 4 more years of Bush, and then you got 8 years of Clinton, and now you've gotten 6, 7 more years. How many years is that? 8? And then 4 is 12. And then we get 8 more, that's 20. And then we get 6 more, 26 years, as president, George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, if anybody is running things from 1980 until now, if anybody's got more influence over the puppet power seat, it is George Herbert Walker Bush, who is a total tool of the Rockefeller family. Brags about it. Says, I'm a Rockefeller Republican. And now they've got Jeb in the wings. They've got Hillary totally bought and paid for. I mean, just look at how they operate. And, of course, remember 4.5 years ago they set up the 9/11 Whitewash Commission? You know, they were announcing they were going to have it the next year. And they said, an independent voice, independent. It's Henry Kissinger. Come on down. People went, wait a minute. This guy's the real power behind the throne, given the Bush's orders. Rothschild agent. Well, wait a minute. He's the big Harvard triple PhD, which they only give to a few people who then sit in that seat of power as a top-level manager for the globalist. And it turns out that Bush's entire administration, every week, whether it's the ranch or whether it's Washington, or if Kissinger has to fly to a foreign country, if Bush is there, every week they go into a closed room for upwards of 2 hours. That just came out a few months ago, that they meet every week. And Henry Kissinger tells him exactly what to do. And boy, does he do it. It's amazing. And then a few weeks ago, we play a clip of Dick Cheney at the CFR saying that he was co-chairman in the past and that he kept it secret from his constituents, ha, 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 and people email and they post to the message board under the video clip saying it's a fake video or saying, oh, he was joking, he hates David Rockefeller, he fights the New World Order. I mean, you guys are delusional to the extreme that believe that, and that's the type of stuff we deal with. We've got David Rockefeller, Dick Cheney, all these people openly destroying our country before our very eyes, and you tell somebody whose car is festooned with Bush stickers and Condi 08 stickers that, and they'll probably agree with us on most issues, but they just cannot compute it. They cannot get it. They will not get it. Controlling this government means you control tens of trillions of dollars a year. Now, do you think major global corporations are going to leave that type of wealth and power in the hands of the people, or are they going to attempt by hook or by crook with every energy they've got to get control of government? That's the biggest business. It isn't making computers. It isn't pharmaceuticals. It isn't making cars. It isn't making highways. It isn't education. The biggest industry is lobbying and getting corporate welfare and now getting governmental power signed over to your corporation by the government. It's simple. The defense contractors owned by the central banks are simply making themselves our occupiers by law. And they got 20 TV shows that mimic torture and secret arrest and make the people doing it all heroes, and weak-minded America watches it and is having their souls warped right now to accept all of this. And the minute they think they can green light and go with it, they are going to start going around and having gunfights with people and arresting people and rounding them up. And, I mean, that is, look, anywhere they're able to, they do it. Okay, our government funded Mao to do it. David Rockefeller in 76, I ought to go pull that quote. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. I have the New York Times article. In fact, I've got to dig that out for the film I'm making. Just thought of that. There's so many points. Rockefeller, Mao, let me write that down. And he says, oh, we love Mao. We love everything Mao did. Mao had killed 60 million people by then. So if they can get away with it here, they'll do it. And you go, why? Why does Ted Bundy strangle women and bite big chunks out of them? Why does Jeffrey Dahmer fillet people? I mean, it's a question you need to answer.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, that's just in about 8 minutes or so, when we come out of break, I'm going to play this incredible, all kudos go to Lou Dobbs, and I want to analyze that clip, and then also want to break down the opposite of Lou Dobbs, a man of courage and integrity, who you can just look in his eyes and tell he's legitimate, because he's feeling good in what he's doing. Most of these pundits are just, they're not actually New World Order, they're just whores, and so they're getting off on the power, but they hate what they're doing. And you can look at the body language of Dobbs and tell, he's a good old boy, he's an establishment business guy, but he loves America. He doesn't want to kill this country! Every time I think about what they're doing to this country, I get mad. And lately I've been having a lot of anger problems, and for years I've been able to control it. But it destroys my thinking process. I'm getting so mad on air about what's happening in this country that I tend to then lash out at other things and people around me, and I'm not even talking about people that work for me. I'm a teddy bear. I mean, people I can't stand out in the community and just scum suckers. And God, we're in so much trouble. I mean, do you know what it means to go into a North American Union? It isn't just the end of the U.S. It's the end of your freedoms and your private property. And being completely overrun by third world populations. This is the jewel in the crown of the globalist operation. Let me tell you something. Overrunning our borders and destroying our sovereignty is light years bigger and more important to the New World Order crowd than even invading Iraq was to secure that oil and to use it as a military base. Deindustrializing this country is something they've done militarily. Multinational corporations will bring in food stuffs, fruits, from outside the country, Mexico, China, you name it, at higher prices to themselves than buying it domestically, just so they can extinct the American farmer. And they write policy reports about it. That's the incredible thing. That stuff's public. It's just their business strategy. Put people out of business. You go, well, that's free market. No, it's not when you're using slave goods. And you've got multinational corporations backed up by the big private central banks that control our central banks that literally issue the credit and literally print the money. You understand that? This is not free market. This is big private banks that paid off our politicians and took over our issuance of money. They then use the money they can create, unlimited, to go out and fund business operations to simply destroy their competition. It's like what Clear Channel does in radio, how they were able to buy, 1,600 radio stations. They'd go into mid-sized towns and cities, and they admitted this, and they would, for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it took, sell locals, local businesses, local dealerships, local restaurants, ads at sometimes $1 a piece. Now, the other radio station had to charge $20, $25, $30, $40 a piece just to stay open. Well, after a year or two, they all went under and went dark, turned off, and then Clear Channel didn't even have to buy them out. And then what do you get? You lost that local radio station, and now Clear Channel can charge you $100 an ad when you were paying $20 an ad to that mom and pop. So you thought you were getting a real good deal up front early on, but you weren't getting a real good deal, were you? And it's like everything else they do. I mean, listen, when I go to the grocery store, my wife goes to the grocery store, there may be some pears or some oranges or some kind of squash we want, but if it doesn't say made in America, we don't get it. Grown in America. Now, I buy a lot of foreign batteries and appliances because you can't find them. They're American-made. It's almost impossible. But when it comes to food, did you know 2006 was the first year? I remember seeing this number last year that was going to be the year it flipped over. Then I was reminded listening to Derry Brownfield this morning. And I tuned in, and they were talking about how this is the first year that we import more food than we export. It's shameful. The breadbasket of the world could feed the whole world. And they did this to us. All right, I got a bunch of news, tons of clips, big guests coming up in the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm honored to be your host. Thank you for tuning in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Robert Watada, father of Lieutenant Watada, who's being court-martialed for refusing to be part of the criminal war. You know, for all you good old boys that think it's manly to go over there and kill some Arabs, some Persians, though you have trouble geographically finding the region with your ignorance. The very people running this war, the very people that have got our boys and now our girls over there dying, are the ones dismantling our border. Can you not compute that? This is a war for global corporations to seize oil and for weapons sales. This has nothing to do with our security and sovereignty. In fact, the Pentagon is quite cavalier about that fact in the P2OG memorandums and funding operation. It's covered by AP, UPI, Toronto Star, London Guardian. They say that the invasion will actually stimulate attacks and increase the number of, quote, terrorists, which is good because then that allows a spreading, widening conflict. And when this has come out on talk radio, the neocons go, "We'll see, we're smoking out the terrorist." That's like somebody shooting your mother in the head to make you become a terrorist. It isn't good to go out and hurt people so that they will then come back and fight you, and then you call them terrorists. No. This is meant to make a new enemy, like the Soviets. Our government, publicly, along with the British government, funded Lenin and Trotsky and their $25 million train of gold when they were about to collapse during right before the October Revolution, when the white Russians were kicking their behinds. The British funded that thing with New York money to bring down an empire, and then they put those thugs in there as oligarchs to feed on the people the whole time, telling them, "Oh, we're taking your farms, and we're taking your lands, and we're taking your companies, we're taking everything you've got to, for the people." Hey, tell them another one! I mean, you know, this is how they operate. They will work with anybody, communist, fascist, they don't care, as long as it's centralized. And the Council on Foreign Relations publication admits that every few months. Foreign Affairs, David Rockefeller's written this, many others have written this. Carol Quigley, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a, depending on which version of it is, it's between 990-something pages and 1,100-something pages long. And I probably read 400 pages, some of the key chapters, because I was given a footnoted copy. I guess that would have been 1996, when it finally went back into print, of Tragedy and Hope by Quigley. So I didn't read the 1,100 pages. But I did read about half of it. I remember I read large portions. And you ought to go read it. I ought to sell that book. That's a good idea. Oh, it's expensive, though. And it's huge. It's like a Bible. And, man, this guy worked for the New World Order. He was the head of the political science at Georgetown, one of the most elite universities in the country for politics. And he said, "I was allowed into the secret records of the New World Order because I've been a member, but I was allowed to study their long-term strategic 100-plus-year plan. And we fund communists and fascists, and we're here to bring in one world government. And we're here to totally enslave the people because that's what's best for them." And just type in Carol Quigley quotes. You can read his quotes all over the web for free. But don't believe it when you read it on the web. Though the quotes I've all seen are accurate. I want you to trot on down to the library. And I want you to go in there and I want you to open up the page numbers it says. And I want you to read him saying it. Like when I say that on page 400 and something, David Rockefeller 3 years ago wrote that, yeah, he's bringing in world government and destroying America. And so what? He's proud of it. I want you to go actually read the book. I tell you, I'm chilled to my bones right now. Tomorrow we'll be playing some clips of this. Aaron Russo, an interview I did with him this weekend, amazing individual, really respect him, went totally further than he's ever gone with his meetings with Nick Rockefeller, who was a close family friend. He's got photos of himself with him. Nick Rockefeller approached him when he was running for governor in Nevada and was getting 30%+ in the polls. He did get 30% at the polls. And they came to them, and he'd already made a couple big movies with Eddie Murphy and Bette Midler, and he had a clothing line. And a lawyer got in touch with him and said, "Nick Rockefeller, who's also a big lawyer, would like to meet with you." And you've already heard part of this on air. He's told the story. And he got to know Nick for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. They were friends. And Nick was openly recruiting him and trying to get him to join the Council on Foreign Relations and saying, "Who cares about these slaves? They wouldn't help you. They're dumb anyways." And that's exactly how these elitists talk. I've talked to some of them, not as high up as a Rockefeller, but pretty high level. And, you know, you just need to join us. And he told him 11 months before 9/11, this is when he stopped being friends with Nick when 9/11 happened, he told him, he said, "You're going to see a big attack, and you're going to see an invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's going to be so funny They're going to be looking in all the caves for the imaginary bin Laden. It's going to be so funny. Oh, they're so stupid. And everything's going to change. We're going to have a national ID card, police state. And then we're going to have even more events, and everybody's going to be forced to take a chip. But he said, don't worry, because our chips are going to say, kiss my hind end. Basically on them, say, leave us alone to the police. And that's what they're already saying. And of course, a year after 9/11, Governor Ridge of Homeland Security, I saw him on C-SPAN say, your ID card will give you four different levels, green, yellow, orange, and red. Bad credit gets you a yellow, folks. And then they claim you don't have any Bill of Rights, any constitutional due processes. And he went on and on. It totally blew me away. Oh, and population reduction, how they're going to get rid of 80% of us. Of course, they write that in the newspaper. It's not like it's a secret, but just to know what slime these people are. And by the way, they're behind the national vaccine programs. They're behind all the goodies in your vaccines. I mean, how you could trust a government run by eugenicists who openly funded Hitler and who I mean, Bill and Melinda Gates running around because they love the little African children. They give them all these loving shots. But meanwhile, they're also involved in funding population reduction organizations and groups. I mean, can you put two and two together? But see, oh, that's too horrible to believe. Okay, then fine. I just cannot believe how bad these people are right out in the open. And by the way, they didn't call you up, police officer, and tell you not to give your three-year-old a shot, did they? They didn't tell you, Marine Corps captain, not to give your child a shot or for your wife not to take one. Let's say there's a state rep listening right now in, say, Wisconsin or Texas. You think you're a member of the elite? Nobody gave you a call and warned you, did they? You're not getting visits from the Rockefellers, are you? No, you're not, because you're not an elitist, okay? And you're not somebody who's threatening them, so you're never going to get a visit from them. I've had the visits, folks. I've had the visits where, here, we'll give you $1 million plus if you come join us and be the new Rush Limbaugh. But we're going to control what you say and no more New World Order. And I said, you know what, you just take a hike. And I'm not even proud of myself for doing that years ago, for saying no. That's what you're supposed to do. That's normal. Keep my soul. I wasn't even tempted. Not for 5 minutes. Not for 10 seconds. And to the average person who just will do anything for worldliness, that's so honorable, that's so good. So you can have some more shekels, some more symbols of rank and power. Oh, man. You know, that's one thing all these bootlickers and social climbers don't know either. They would sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum for some rank. But they don't even know that Alan Greenspan was anti-New World Order for 30 years and wrote books against the New World Order. I own some of them. And that they actually came and paid him off and made him the head of it just to shut up. That's another thing. These people who would sell out for a piece of bubblegum, they don't know. If you held out, you'd get a lot more down the line. That's another little interesting point to all of this. First they offer you money, then they beat you up, and I guess then next they frame you or kill you. Whatever. All I know is I'm not going along with these people. And I'm telling the police, everybody else listening, this stuff is real, okay? I mean, you actually, when you really fight this stuff, you get approached by the evil. It's almost like in the old movies where the poof of smoke and the devil's there and he's going, hey, I got a deal for you. All right, let's play Lou Dobbs. This is absolutely amazing. Then I got O'Reilly. I want to analyze his incredible, not even incredible lies. It's just so base is what's so effective about it. It's so easy and just mindless. But that's what good propaganda is. It's just real simple, and that's what simple minds want. Very effective to his limbing audience. But here's Lou Dobbs going further than ever, talking about the traitorous activities of our government in the New World Order. Here it is.
Tonight, a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to the tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision. Bill Tucker reports.
It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause.
Now former United States Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, advocating what he calls the Association of American Free Trade Agreements, a separate non-government entity which would include North, Central, and South America.
What Zoellick is really proposing here is a stealth trade agenda. It's not a national agenda. He's proposing to set up what's essentially a private organization to try to achieve what he couldn't get done when he was the U.S. Trade Representative. And this is a business agenda.
It's an agenda that goes hand in hand with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, working quietly and behind the scenes to promote a common market with common deregulation for the benefit of multinational corporations. It's an agenda that so far has resulted in an increase in U.S. corporate profits of 45%, while wages of American workers have risen only 3% in the last 5 years.
The main danger raised by Zoellick's proposals is that the future of American international economic policy, which affects not only our nation's prosperity, but its national security, will be set not by the American people and their elected representatives, but by a small corporate elite that is accountable to no one but itself.
Effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
And as justification for trusting those who would have the authority, the argument is made that free trade promotes democracy and the welfare of the people. But Lou, one has to look no further than China to see whether that, in fact, is true.
You know, talking about Zoellick's proposal, it's not Zoellick's proposal, it's Daddy's proposal. And people better understand that they mean exactly what they're saying. It's a new world order they're trying to create, and they're trying to do so not only without approval or consent of the governed in this country, but despite the popular will. Mm-hmm. This is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country. And appreciate it, Bill. Thanks very much, Bill Tucker.
But it's the opposite of free market. You see, they keep saying it's about business. No, this isn't business. This is war. This is global corporations, bigger than most countries, getting together, coming in and rewriting our trade laws so that any competition inside the nations is shut down. It's centrifugal. It's all there to consolidate wealth by hook or by crook. Then they say it's not Zelikow's, it's Daddy's. It's Daddy Bush is a puppet. It's not Daddy Bush, it's Daddy Rockefeller, who's in partnership with Daddy Rothschild. And remember how they told you NAFTA and GATT would be so wonderful for the economy? Is the economy good today? No, it's not. We've gone from a nation, the most wealthy nation in the world, to a nation of debtors. A nation that grew its own food to a nation that doesn't grow its own food now. The majority of it. A nation that had the highest test scores to a nation that has the lowest test scores in the industrialized world. And the highest disease levels. And just the highest crime levels. And everything. Folks, they started waging war on the farmer 30, 40 years ago, and they've destroyed the family farm. 80%+ of them are shut down. They started waging war on the family. We had 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago. It's now over 50%. What they want, they get. Education is not a failure. They wanted to dumb everybody down. They did a good job. The war on drugs has been a huge success. More drugs, more people in prison. I mean, once you just shift slightly your view on things, you can then, from an angle, you can then see both sides of it, and it's as clear as day. And under this new North American Union, you have No property rights. Why do you think they just have the Supreme Court rule you don't have any property rights? And by the way, they don't even have to pay you for the land they take. It says in the ruling that private companies and individuals can, quote, lobby city, county, and state officials to take your land for their project. It Supreme Court rulings saying they can bribe. Saying they can bribe. Think about that. They're building bribery into the law. And they're training police and military across the country to come forcibly take you off your land when you refuse. Baby, baby. I mean, I don't know what to say. But the good news is they can't hide this much longer. This is so big. The battle is about to be joined.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I have no place to stay. Going down now, going down. Down to Chicago. I tell you what's going to happen. They're going to keep running the New World Order right straight in the ground. Oh, man. I just can't wait to bring these people to justice. Somebody emailed me yesterday and they were concerned that I talked about killing a grizzly bear. It was all an analogy or analogous. It was like a stupid parable. I overdo it a bit. I was saying I have an instinctive, I see the New World Order threatening me at an instinctive level like a grizzly bear. You know, grizzly bears coming after me, I would try to evade it or kill it. Just like I want to, quote, kill the New World Order. And that's not a call for violence against grizzly bears of the New World Order. I'm saying my instinctive drive is to fight against it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we have a group. I mean, it's simple. I'm an average person. I'm not that smart. 12 years ago, well, I guess probably 14 years ago I learned of it, but 12 years ago I got involved. Let's be technical. I was involved before that, but it doesn't matter. That there was a plan to destroy my country. And I didn't hear it from some good old boy. I mean, I got it directly from the globalist owned documents. And I said, gee, I'm not for that. I better fight it. And then I'd talk about it, and people would call me a kook. So I said, well, I'll just get into the media, and I'll present my facts, and I'll show them. And you know what? We have shown them. But that isn't what this is all about. It's about showing them so they can then get involved themselves and try to save the country. No, you don't save the country by saving its borders or its sovereignty or its Bill of Rights. You save it by invading Iran. No, you've got it turned around backwards there, my friend. And you need to figure that out, how you've been scammed. A few plugs here at the end of this hour, then we've got our guests coming up. Then we'll have open phones from the bottom of this hour coming up through the end of the transmission. I have a free podcast of the show. You just subscribe to it for free at InfoWars.com. Just click subscribe into your Real Player, or into your podcasting system, into your MP3 or iPod, and you can get the 3 hours every day. Listen to it how you want, when you want, where you want, or we continually stream 24 hours a day. Every hour of the show is re-aired as soon as the broadcast ends. Continual 24-hour-a-day streaming. Tune in whenever you want, when you want. And also, I want to plug 95.7, a new micro FM that the great folks at Radio Free Austin put up in Dallas, covering all of central Dallas. Yes, 95.7. If you live in Dallas, please tune it in and tell everybody you know about 95.7. Micro FM, such an important part of the fight against the New World Order. Now, and in closing for this hour, I have made 15 films. The newest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. It exposes the murderers that carried out 9/11. We need to bring them to justice, and I want you to get the video and make copies of it aggressively. With love for your family and hatred for the globalist, I want you to get it and militarily make copies. Smash them. Crush them. Never stop. Never stop. We are never going to stop. They can kill us individually. They cannot kill the idea of liberty and freedom that God gave us. So get my videos at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.